It's All Things Considered on KUNC. I'm Emily Boyer. Victims of the Summers High Park fire, which destroyed 259 homes, gathered last night in Fort Collins to complain about the hurdles they've encountered in the insurance claim process. As KUNC's Grace Hood reports, many in the crowd found out too late that they were underinsured.
The nearly three-hour meeting attracted the state commissioner of insurance and nearly half a dozen local and state lawmakers.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome.
The goal of the forum was to find potential solutions to the issues facing homeowners who want to rebuild but can't. Victim and meeting organizer Dale Snyder kicked off the discussion with his pet peeve, the requirement that every single lost item in his home be listed in order to get compensation.
Being required to list all personal contents is inhumane after suffering a loss of this magnitude.
It was a frustration echoed by many who said that going back through the list was simply too traumatic. Another problem, according to Trish Garner, is that her replacement insurance policy simply isn't enough to help her rebuild.
The amount for our dwelling is not what we're getting our money for. They are depreciating it by 27%.
Garner and the others are advocating for state lawmakers to pass a so-called valued policy law, which is in place in 19 other states. It requires insurers to pay the full face value of the policy in the event of a total loss. But Carol Walker with the trade group Rocky Mountain Insurance Information Association says that wouldn't cover the contents inside homes, and it could raise rates for everyone.
I think that what we're talking about now is there some middle ground? Are there some possible solutions around additional living expenses, about contents documentation? Are there some best practices that some insurance companies are doing that others may not?
Democratic State Representative Claire Levy says the possibility of doing anything that would retroactively apply to the Summers victims is unlikely. Nevertheless, she says she will introduce a bill next session that could help people know if they're underinsured before a natural disaster.
And help them avoid having to fill out these inventories. That just seems to be needless pain to put people through who have just lost everything.
Levy said the changes would be statewide and might help those who lose homes in natural disasters in the future. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.